Here's your Kennedy Malloy catch-up for anything you've missed. You don't want to miss the unbelievable deal of the year from Bosch. Grab a Bosch Heavy Duty Pro Core 18-volt two-piece brushless kit for $299 at selected retailers now. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hello, Australia. Welcome to the big Monday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mick Malloy.
Hello, Dangerous Dave.
Hi, guys.
All in attendance.
Yes.
Good.
Yes, we are.
Let's get into it. Spice Girls have opened up in Dublin.
Opened up in many ways.
Not quite.
Oh, hey.
Well, looks like they had to have a bit of a kick on afterwards to
There's
get
problems.
Through.
There's issues.
There is.
We'll get to the bottom of it.
Palace confirms the marriage is over. Yep.
Oh, no.
It's got to Monday.
That's according to the magazines, and I'll have a look at that in I Call BS.
You have been rifling through the women's mags afternoon. Hard at it, I call it.
Don't worry about that. I put the hard yards in for you, Mickey.
You do indeed. Hey, what's the best gift you've ever received? A golfer who gave his caddy a 1973 Dodge Challenger. That's not a bad present.
That is an excellent gift.
Guys, hint.
Oh, well, I was about to say.
People you work with.
I'm still waiting.
Giving you a good present. Yeah.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend, boys.
All right, Harrison Ford. Diamonds, good Lord. Harrison Ford's back in the news. We'll get to the bottom of that. Not Will like Harrison Ford.
No, he's not. Yeah. I'll tell you who is. Glennie Robbins. Glenn Robbins is coming in.
Don't mention any of his nude work.
I'm totally going to. I'm going to play back some of the... talking about him being in the nude. Although Glenn won't worry about that.
Oh, he'll probably turn up in the nude.
No, we can only
Because he's on Have You Been Paying Attention Tonight.
That's true.
We'll get to the bottom of that. We're going to do... You've Got One Job. We're going to speak to Limo.
Oh, excellent.
Limo is
coming in for a while.
With the usual hoo-ha. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets.
And Australia's favourite chip has been announced.
Hey, well, that is massive.
It is massive.
It is massive.
We'll
and
have
to there's
do
a few, here's
a few contentious ones, yes. Do they fall under the chip belt or not? How are you, Mick? How was your weekend? Good? Oh, you're a bit tender?
I can't talk. It's before the courts, so...
What's happened?
Yeah, you just...
Hey, none of
you had a
business.
Bit of a late one.
I just want to know.
I may have had a late one.
You may have had a late
night.
One. You may have let me know.
I may have cancelled on you.
You may have. That's all right.
Oh, I'm not coming out tonight. I won't be able to make it tonight, Jane.
You weren't 100%. And I don't want to, like, get you out of your sick bed, your death bed, and bring you out.
On the sick couch.
I did go out. I went to a function that was one of Australia's most famous restaurants, the Stoke House.
Oh.
And celebrating.
Is that all you do? Travel around the country going to glamorous openings?
Of course.
On weekends?
That's what I do.
Is that your thing?
Well, yes, as it should be.
And what happened?
Well, when you went in, it's pretty glamorous.
It's a ripping restaurant.
It's a beautiful restaurant, and friends of mine run it, and I went there, but it was not like you normally go because it's a fancy place. They had people all sort of with almost S&M masks. It was all a bit. Eyes wide shut when you walked in.
I
think it might have. Actually, there were some really amazing, very scantily clad people.
When
you walked in.
It's like me.
There was actually a bird in a bathtub filled with sort of, it must have been blue, warm water, and oyster shells and a big pearl.
It's funny, the same thing was happening at my house. The exact same thing.
A deja vu, is it? Anyway, she said, she was sort of mimey. You know, I just said, oh, look, she gestured for me and grabbed my arm as I walked past.
Good Lord.
Like, you know, a zombie from the ground. And I said, oh, look, no, I won't have one of those. Thank you. I'll just go upstairs. And then she grabbed me again and looked at me like, take one of these effing things, will you?
What is it?
It was a pearl, but it was actually a shot of espresso martini inside sort of this special edible stuff. That
I would never have got past the bathtub. I would have been there.
So I went, oh, I better take one. So I had
Hop
one in my hand.
Like
then they give you champagne. It's so fancy. Then champagne. Then I walk in. The speeches are on. Matt Preston's doing the speech. I see Frank and Sharon there. Who are the owners. No, it didn't. It was very brief. But then I realised I've still got this thing in my hand. And I just wasn't in the mood to pop it. So I might have...
Have you got it here?
No, I might have dropped it on the floor.
It's very unlike you.
I know. Yeah. I just didn't, but it was...
The girl in the bath, what's that? What's the hotel we've stayed at a couple of times in LA? It's on Sunset Strip, and behind the counter there's always a girl in a glass box, and she's either reading a book in a bikini...
Not the London,
no.
And it's not Marmont.
The Standard.
The Standard.
The Standard
Hotel.
Okay.
Oh,
wow. And so there's
she's
always,
just in a book.
I was just looking at like a glass cage. Right. She's either like wearing a bikini,
like
reading a book or doing something, but she ignores you completely.
Yeah, it's a visual installation. Yeah.
I got told off for tapping the glass. She's not in a fish tank. No tapping the glass.
Well, yeah, they're the things, the crazy things that I end up doing. I went to a big charity night too on Saturday night.
Oh, good. What Jane. Are you? Some kind of socialite.
What's happening?
You'll be on the Housewives of somewhere
well,
or other.
I hope so. Mm. I hope they're listening. God, I'd give good value. If you want anybody to speak their mind.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yes.
That'd be me. Although I haven't had any plastic surgery, so I couldn't go on. Tom Gleisner's charity, Learning for Life, went to that. Again, Matt Preston was co-hosting.
Did he or did he not get in trouble for, let's say, some accounting at that?
Oh,
oh, no.
Did he rake the till
you
at
are
that
fantastic.
Charity?
What
I know Tom Gleisner.
You're hilarious.
Are you
a bit dodgy, isn't
No,
I thought
he's
there was
not.
An investigation underway.
Really?
He's not. I won AO.
You might have to give that AO back, is that
Listen.
Do you trust him?
Listen.
Oh, I'm not sure.
I'm about to text him, say what you're saying right now about him. That was a great night, raised a lot of money, sat next to Sam Pang.
Oh, that would have bored you shitless. I'm guessing, wouldn't it? What would he... How long did that last?
It was a little light on for conversation. No, it was. He was good coming. You're being an idiot. You're an idiot. You work with him every week on the front bar.
He does nothing for charity. I bet he would have got an appearance.
He did your charity. Yeah. He did a charity gig for you the week before.
And the podcast is up too, by the way.
For my school's kids. What?
You heard it?
I've heard half of it.
Does Mick slag me off?
I've only heard the first part of Mick.
Stefanovic
style.
This
is the debrief with Dave O'Neill, but it's out today.
Wow.
I better listen to that.
Mick. I should have had a heads up.
All right.
Okay, stand by. We've got a bit of Logie's nomination. You're speaking of all these celebrities.
Are they out?
I'll let you know whether you've been nominated for something, Mick.
All right. Hang around here. Thanks to Bosch, by the way. You can grab your Bosch Heavy Duty ProCore 18-volt two-piece brushless kit for an unbelievable $299 at selected retailers now.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
What are you doing?
Just going through TV Week, just looking for M. Malloy.
Oh, Logies.
Hang on.
I've been snubbed again.
I
don't even get invited these days.
Hang on.
Keep going.
Got to get in a gardener from the ABC or something.
Keep going.
No.
Shut up, Dave.
You're not here.
What's happening?
Not under most... Well, you should be under most popular personality on Australian TV.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you who's probably taking your place.
Who?
Costa Georgiadis from Gardening Australia.
Who's Costa? Just help
now,
me
you
out.
Can't
just
say
give
that.
Me something. I can say that because I don't know who the F you're talking
yes,
about.
Yes, you do.
Who? No, I don't. I clearly do not.
You know his face.
He's the wacky Greek guy.
Show me his
with
face.
The big beard.
Real sort of hairy.
Okay, I do not recognise that man.
Really?
I don't.
Well, I wouldn't imagine that Mick watches Gardening Australia. Would you,
no,
Dave?
That's true.
Do you watch Gardening
Australia? I've seen it, yeah.
I think this is
not
what
since
happens.
Don Burke. I mean, Don Burke to me was the high water mark.
He set the bar very
Don's
high.
Back, Don's backyard, Burke's backyard.
But Burke's backyard was a great
there.
Show.
It was
a great show, and I miss it.
Depending on who you talk to.
Well,
depending on who was working on it.
I told you I worked with Don.
Oh, you did too. Right. You went out to his farm.
I did. I got on a horse, and he said I had a nice ride, and just gave me a little boost up on the horse.
Rump.
A little on the rump, because he said I sat on a horse well. At the time, I thought it was a terrific compliment.
Yes, and who knows what happened after you dismounted.
No, it was great, and I support him. Anyway, so he's up. Amanda Keller, that makes perfect sense.
Yep.
Congratulations to Amanda. Eve Morey, from Neighbours, I've been saying she's been acting her pants off. She should win it. She should win Best Actress.
I haven't watched that show since 1983.
Right.
Since they killed Bouncer.
Roger,
Toadie's still on it, I'm guessing.
Yes.
Yeah, he's still on it.
Toadie was married to her character and she died. A terrible,
is Toadie the
death.
Longest serving? Is
no,
there a Hall
Alan
of Fame,
Fletcher.
Is there a Hall of Fame award for
Dr. Carl's still on.
He left.
Paul is still on.
Who's Paul?
Stephen Dennis.
Yeah, Stephen Dennis is still on.
He's been on forever.
Paul Robinson.
It's not a dag competition here, too.
I watch it every night. I've told you I watch Neighbours every night.
Do you still watch it?
Yes, I do.
That is a bombshell.
Yeah. I do. It's not a bombshell.
It is.
I know. It's a
just
great
give it
show.
Up. Just give it up.
I won't.
Do you ever watch it when it went to 7?
Yes, that was when it started on 7.
Oh, did it start on 7?
Yes.
It was pinched by 10.
Yeah. Oh, the early days. That's when Bouncer was around.
That'll go down as one of the worst decisions.
Oh, yeah.
Well.
Because it's still syndicated worldwide, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
They're still mobbed in the UK.
Is that Grundy's?
Yes.
It was, yeah.
How's the old Grundy scenario? Have you been following this?
No.
I have.
Reg Grundy.
Dude.
Yes. This is crazy.
Reg Grundy has a... Are we allowed to talk about this?
Isn't yeah, it was in, the, was in the newspaper.
So yeah. There's a secret son.
A
secret son.
Oh, no kidding.
Are they doing DNA tests? Yes. He could be up for a big chunk of the fortune.
Yeah.
And I have to say, when they do the split screen between Rex Grundy and his son.
Dead ringer.
You cannot tell the difference.
If you said which one of these is Reg Grundy, wow. I would seriously
You'd be pretty annoyed if you're on the other side of the fence going, oh, there's no way. You can't look. Doing. Oh, no. We're rooted.
I have a feeling it could take a fair chunk out of it.
This is not going to go well.
This new game show.
No.
So anyway.
All right, I'm still going through the
golf. Reg Grundy. Did you hear this? Did he not? At one stage, he just had a massive boat. And wasn't that how he lived?
Correct. That's how he lived the rest of his years.
Off the Bahamas or something, wasn't it?
And he was with Joy Chambers, was his wife, and she was a soap star
as
well.
She was in Neighbours at one stage.
She was. Also in Restless Years, I think.
Right.
E Street, she might have been on.
All right, let it go.
Listen,
a bit stalkery now.
I'm an Australian television historian. Thank you, Lucky Stars, you work with me.
Okay, so.
All right, Roger Corsa, you know who Roger is.
Roger Corsa's an actor. Okay.
Sam Mack, you know who he is. Yes, you do. You Sam know Mack who was he is. Is a comic, but he got a gig on Sunrise as the Wacky Weatherman.
Oh,
he's up for a gold Logie. He's been doing it. He's been
he's
doing
up
it
for a gold
yes.
Logie.
He's wow. been doing it for at least the, 2 years,
the,
hasn't
the,
he?
The weather guy 2 years. On Sunrise.
But Koshy hasn't even been
on. Koshy.
Oh, the cash cow? How'd the cash
no,
cow
the
go?
Cash
best new talent?
Slipped through the keeper.
Oh, my God. That's who should be nominated for a gold
the
Logie.
Cash get cow, the you're cash right. cow.
Yeah.
If he wins, he should get the cash cow up to accept it.
Yep.
So
I'm still
what
going.
Happened? When was the downfall for the Logies? When did it become irrelevant?
Look, I think there was a switch. There was a switch at a time, and I'm not blaming him, but people say that was a different mindset when Andrew Denton hosted the show. There was a bit of cynicism about
Andrew
it.
Denton?
Well, I'm saying Whoa. That people have said that's the time that a bit of disrespect came for it. And he slagged off everyone. And I was there that night when he sat on James Packer's knee. And I think it just took a turn. And from then on, it's been a poison chalice to host.
I
which
say,
is unfair.
To me, it was when reality TV stars started winning the gold Logie.
Oh, well, in arm so in with that. When you're sitting next to a carpenter who's up for a gold Logie.
The Scotty Cam, I won it. And you go.
Hang on.
It used to be for
you well, you put like, in. It used to be counted for if you had, you know, maybe a 20-year history of working in the business. Might count for something. Not 2 years as a weatherman. Anyway, Tom Gleason's up for a gold Logie.
Oh, good on him.
He doesn't deserve it.
I don't know if Tom's taking it seriously. And Waleed Ali, which I'm sure when Waleed was going to university, it was just high on his list of achievements was to win a gold Logie.
Oh, dear. All right. Well, there it is.
I mean, you've won a Logie, I'm sure.
Are you nominated?
Not personally.
Sorry, are you nominated again?
I think a couple of our shows. But I haven't.
Buried the lead.
No.
I can't. I'm not sure. I haven't looked at it at all. I think a couple of our shows. Do you realise how snooty you sound? Having just slagged
that's
off the
impossible.
Entire
I
award,
can never sound snooty. I'm not snooty.
Aren't you presenting?
Aren't you? Nah. You are presenting with me.
We'll
you know what we'll
chat.
Get? What's the dumbest one that you can present? That's what we'll get. I know. Most popular television commercial. That's what we'll be since when has most popular television commercial been a Logie?
Hey, well, there's nothing even for sports. My show can't get nominated.
No, it can't. That's not fair.
Sports.
It's only for broadcasting an event of sports.
As long as the weatherman from Sunrise is in the frame for a
I'm
gold
not joking.
Logie.
Sam Mack. That's hilarious.
There it is.
All right.
Hey, when we come back, speaking of reality TV show, Big Brother House has burnt down. Let's have we'll,
oh,
we'll come
right,
back.
We'll I check in with that.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Glenn Robbins not far away, then Limo as well.
Speaking
Kennedy
of showbiz assholes, because that was the theme we were running with.
Who did you?
People who he would have won a couple of Logies.
Glenn,
who but he shouldn't have.
Who
is he? Would you think?
Who are we talking about?
Glenn Robbins.
Oh, I think Glenn would have
walked in just behind you now.
Walked in with a security officer.
Glenn's won Logies with Comedy Company, I think.
Yeah, he would.
But
have
I don't
too.
Think he's won.
Russell Coit would have won one.
You know,
Russell
you know,
Coit's nominated.
Oh, well done.
You know who should win a gold Logie? His buttocks. His buttocks should win a long service leave. Or
we're actually
Hall of
talking
Fame
about
award,
Mick's talking about your nudity, Glenn, yeah, and your buttocks. Don't do
he's
it.
Dropping the strides.
He's going to.
Around,
Glenn Robbins is coming in. I
around.
Won't turn around.
Turn around.
I've
around.
Seen Glenn's
right
bottom
now.
Before.
Well, hey.
Oh, that's a preview.
Glenn Robbins is in the house, ladies
so
and
nice
gentlemen.
To see him. Hey, we've just had confirmation.
And his two pillars of strength is buttocks.
If he wins, that should be his
acceptance speech. If he wins, if have you been paying attention, wins a Logie, he should get up, accept it, and turn around, drop the strides.
Well, yeah. I think there's two chances. I think we're in the same category for Have You Been Paying Attention and Russell Coy.
Russell Coy, same category, yes.
All right. Most popular comedy program.
If my boys were on the judging panel, Russell Coy would win in a landslide.
So would the Hemsworths. They like Liam Hemsworth. He's been
hobnobbing with the Hemsworth. Yeah. We'll get to the bottom of that.
Hey, we've just had confirmation we are presenting an award at the Logies.
Oh, apparently, good.
I don't know which one it is yet. Well, it has to be gold, doesn't it?
Can I say, I am a genuine 50-50 chance.
That's so boring
to even hear because I will, if you're not on the flight with me, I'm going to jump into your bed, I'm going to pull you out, I'm going to put you under the shower, and I'm going to dress you up and get you there.
And march me off to the Logies.
I will.
Under house arrest.
Yeah. Totally.
All right.
Oh, I know what we're going to talk about.
Is it at the Gold Coast again?
Yes.
Because I generally don't like going to the Gold Coast unless it's schoolies week. And that's when... I'm up for it.
You never let me down.
I'll never let you down. Now, we were talking...
Well, speaking of the Gold Coast, the Big Brother house, which is a ripping house, which is permanently a fixture up there. I think they use it around the world for other Big Brothers that are still going. Big Brother hasn't been going for a long time.
Don't they all have their own?
No, not always.
So people come out here and film their...
I think, like the jungle, so I'm a celebrity... That's used for other countries.
Oh, you're fond of knowledge.
I told you I know a lot about television.
Right.
The Big Brother house burnt down.
Wow.
And allegedly it was deliberately lit.
I would love to have heard you that sentence, the Big Brother burnt down, if it was with the contestants in it. Now, that's an episode you'd watch, wouldn't it? And they'd have it covered from all angles.
Yes, right.
Oh, look out.
Oh, someone's going down.
Look out. Chooker's on fire. Oh, he's running into the next room. Don't worry. We've got that.
They're in the kitchen. They go, oh, the girls are all
Do you know what? Now, of all the reality shows, Big Brother was the one, if you had to choose one to watch, for me, that's the one.
Yes.
But early doors.
Right.
Not later. I mean, we had this discussion with Ben Elton.
Yes, we did,
so, because in the early doors, two reasons. What Ben's thesis was people didn't know they were going to become famous then. So they weren't trying to do something, create a profile. They didn't quite get it.
Yeah.
And the second one for me was they used to bore the hell out of them. So as it went on, they started going, oh, let's have some contests. Oh, let's have a challenge.
Yes.
Oh, let's invite a whole heap of bunch of, let's get them to race up like it's Melbourne Cup week.
Yes.
And you go, it's all of a sudden this.
Now it's elaborate.
But when they were sitting there and they had nothing to do.
Yeah.
And they started turning on each other. You'd go, oh.
Well, they fill them with grog too. Mm. And, you know, you always get. Maybe that's where we could stay
when we go to the Gold Coast.
Great idea. Big Brother house.
You'd quite like that, wouldn't you? Being on camera.
Dancing Duna.
That's right. All those characters. Yeah, you know, from
turkey slap someone.
That's right.
Good times.
The good old turkey slap as always.
Whatever the turkey slapping is.
I don't know.
It used to be fun.
Is that that dance that girl did?
Sarah Marie in the...
Didn't she get a gig on radio too?
Of course she did.
Oh, my God. Who didn't from that?
Hey, all good. Hey, when we come back, we're going to talk about Spice Girls.
Yes, we are because they've done their first concert of their tour.
And possibly their last.
According to plan.
Yeah, you want to hear this. Right after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Glenn Robbins on Have You Been Paying Attention Tonight?
We'll get
to the bottom of that very soon.
He's
a bit of a Dumbo, though, isn't he, Glenn? I don't think he's...
No, he's very smart.
Sharpest tool in the shed.
Pretty smart.
Spice Girls kicked off their world tour in Dublin.
There was a lot of talk about this, a lot of anticipation.
Oh, the build-up's been incredible.
You were thinking of going at one stage.
I was.
You wanted to get on the Spice Girls bus, remember? Their tour bus.
I love the Spice Girls. I make no qualms about it.
Yeah. It didn't go great, did it? Dublin? There's been a bit of a backlash.
Well, this is unfortunate, and it's not really their fault, really, but would you like to hear what people heard who were at the concert?
I don't like hearing Spice Girls when the quality's good.
Well, this is very disappointing if you paid money for this concert. Have a listen.
Jeez.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
Now, I know that you would think that was probably pleasant because you didn't actually hear them properly, but... That is really
how much
terrible.
These tickets going for, you reckon?
Over £100, wouldn't they?
Yes. I mean, they're really coveted. They're really hard to
They come would have done them. Rehearsals, wouldn't they? They would have gone and sound checks.
I'd sue the concert people. Yeah. That's terrible.
Dreadful.
You've got one job.
You know
guys.
What? They may have had a meeting and gone, what's the best criticism here? Is it that the sound quality was terrible or that I could hear it and they were crap? They may have done the Spice Girls a favour.
They may have. Well, what the girls did after the show was they either drowned their sorrows.
Had sex with each other?
No.
That's what they normally do.
They don't. That's ridiculous.
You know that happens.
They don't all have sex together.
They all got in an ice bath together.
They had an ice bath and they did some tequila shots and...
Who did them?
Well,
Mel B would have been front and centre.
Let's hear what
she?
Mel B had to say about the concert anyway.
So she's at home, she's in bed, surprisingly alone for her. Well,
has she got home at this stage when she's saying this?
This is being made. She's doing this on her iPhone.
Because they were still partying till 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Well,
it's just like you.
There's a bit of gravel. There's a bit of gravel in her voice. Mm. And you can't tell whether she'd been drinking or.
Well, she wasn't happy. Let's have a listen.
Hey, guys. Thank you for attending our show tonight. In Dublin, we will see you in Cardiff. And hopefully the vocals and the sound will be much, much better.
not by the sound of it. That's not if that's any indicator.
But that's, I feel sorry for them. That's terrible. Yeah.
Sounds like Gus Mercurio.
Oh, my God.
That is a very gravel.
Hey,
might have had a few
scenes. I think he might too.
I think he might have. Well, you know, it's only four of them who are performing. Of course.
Because no posh.
No posh, which I say who cares because she wasn't the best singer anyway. But Piers Morgan had interviewed
Mel B. Not being the best
Mel
singer
B.
of the Spice Girls.
No, that's rude and judgy because they can
and
all...
And true.
No, it's not.
Oh, they are terrible.
They're not
Come
terrible.
You know
that's
what they
rubbish.
Had back in the day?
Rubbish.
A giant pair of United Kingdom bloomers. And that was
No,
it.
I won't hear
One
of
good
that.
Song.
No, that's not fair. Now, well, Piers Morgan asked what Mel B.
And
thought
girl
of...
power.
Well, girl power goes a long way. Mm. Piers wanted to know what Mel B thought
Piers
of
who?
All. Piers Morgan.
Well, it could have been
gruff.
Piers Ackerman. I don't know.
Well, since when has Piers Ackerman had his own Tonight Show?
Well, he might be interested in the Spice Girls.
I don't even know if he's still alive. Is he still writing?
I don't know, Jane.
Okay, can I get back to the Spice Girls? So she was asked, what do you think of all the Spice Girls?
This is Mel
Ginger,
B.
Ginger, Baby, Sporty. Yeah, and he said, what about Posh? Have a listen.
Posh?
Bit of a bitch, but I love her.
I knew you were going to ask me that.
Oh, how does that manifest itself?
Well, I mean, us five were together, and now we're going on tour as four. Gutted she's not going to be with us. But I'm still going to hold that candle and hope that she will be.
Well, that's
not bad. Who cares if she can't sing? You can't hear it. Now, did Piers ask her about the... With Ginger Spice?
He wants to know if some Rumpty Dumpty went on between the
attention.
Union Jack and whatever else.
Play
it,
Dave.
Explain it.
There were rumours that you and Jerry were more than just good friends.
She had great boobs.
So you did? Really?
She's going to hate me for this because she's all posh in a country house with her husband. But it wasn't a thing. It just happened and we just giggled at it and that was it.
How many times did it?
Oh, stop it, you pervert.
I don't like Piers Morgan, by the way, so I'm not, you know.
Did he ask her about the herpes?
I don't think that would have been appropriate.
She's a sex addict as well, isn't she?
She's a sex addict. She's on my list.
Is she?
Because she's a sex
she
addict.
She is too. Right
her Mel B.
Well,
right next to Susan Hannaford and Lawyer X. All right.
Did I ever sit next to Susan Hannaford at the Logies?
Kitty.
Oh,
maybe
would've.
I did have.
Kitty
would have
been in the same room.
I've been going, feels like I've been in the Sullivans myself. I've been going to the Logies for so long.
All right.
Set in the 1920s.
Hey, when we get back, guess who? Glenn Robbins, Russell Coit, nominated for a Logie, like sitting back there like he owns the job. like an old
so
showbiz
Glenn.
Asshole. Can he win tonight? He's not the smart. He's not smart.
I don't
he's
think
a bit
he'll
of a,
win. I'm guessing there's
TV
no
Dumbo,
way.
Is that fair? Had to go into TV. He runs for TV. There's not. Be honest. There's not a lot. That guy could do.
Do you mean job-wise? He hasn't got many options.
All right. Glenn's next.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy
Malloy.
Sometimes on Have You Been Paying Attention, it feels like Glenn Robbins is just there to be the butt of jokes.
Can we just check Glenn's buzzer?
His buzzer's linked to his pacemaker. He can't go too hard.
Then on this show, Glenn is regularly mentioned, and he's not here to defend himself.
Glenn Robbins is a two-pot screamer. I'll have a glass of beer, and you go, oh, here it goes.
Oh, Glenn had walked down the stairs, taking his underpants and pants off, and just standing there.
No.
And it was really hot, and there's, you know, a fan.
And Glenn farts behind it, and he just goes, and turbocharges it throughout the room.
But then, every so often, Glenn does get to lob one back across the net.
Mick goes, can you iron my shirt for me?
Oh, my, you're a disgrace.
Can you put a load of washing on for me?
No!
And then he went to the toilet and I had to do, you know.
Hopefully today is another one of those days. Please welcome back Glenn Robbins.
I'm so confused about your relationship.
I don't know what's going on.
I'm so confused.
I do one thing, like what happens on tour stays on tour. You blab about anything.
True or false, I was sitting in a room, it's hot, it's tropical. And he comes into the room, drops his pants and farts.
Are you telling this story again?
Yes, he farts into the back of a fan and the fan goes brrrr and it turbocharges.
Would I ever do that, James?
Glenn, look at me.
Into the room.
Yeah, would I ever do that? Okay.
I've known you for quite a long time, and I think yes. Can I ask another question?
Yes.
Dave O'Neill was telling us, and this was only last weekend.
Yeah, showbiz, is it?
That's okay. You're all ringing me.
Who's got my number?
Yeah. But you're all living in one sort of quarters together.
Up in Byron Bay. Yeah.
And Pete Rosethorn knocks on the door.
Yes.
And Dave answers
in his underpants. Yes.
Wow. Why? But and you're absolutely in the nude. You're coming down the stairs. But why? But you knew you would run into other people in the living room. But
at least he was applying ointment to his bot.
Oh well,
which he did on our golf trip.
I had to get into the bathroom because you had the bathroom at the end of your. Did you tell them about when? At the middle of the night, I went to bed early. He said, I'm going to have to wander through because I need to have a cigarette in the middle of the night. And then I go, yeah, that's fine, just go through. He goes through, has a cigarette, and then I see a shadow at the end of the bed. It's Mick in the nude, lingering. And I'm going, I had to use a firm voice. Mick, no. Mick, look at me. No.
But Glennie.
No. Anyway, getting back to me in the underpants.
Why?
Why?
I'm just telling you, when I go, you know, when I go on a girls' trip,
yes.
As much as you'd like to think that we would all be wearing our underpants.
Having pillow fights.
When we actually wear clothes around each other.
Is that just a guy thing? Is there not a time in the afternoon before a gig you're having a little nana nap?
We have a little lie down.
Have a little lie down.
You don't have to nude up when you have a nana nap.
Let me get to the point. Okay. So Dave runs down when he arrives. I am slightly competitive. If he is in his underpants, what do I do?
Better.
I've got to go one better.
Right.
So I go one better. And it was, you know, I mean...
You're freeballing.
You can joke about having a large penis. But you try living with one. It's like 24-7.
Do you know, I've been out at parties and Glenn will come up and we'll be talking to a group of people that he's never met before. I walk up and Glenn's talking and I don't know who they are. And he goes, oh, Jane, have you met the girls? I go, hi. And he goes, I was just telling them what an enormous penis I have.
Again, I don't know. I think that you dreamt that I said.
Okay, Glenn, here's one. Yeah. Here's one for you. Yeah. I put it to you, that's not the first bit of nudity you've done at Byron Bay. For example, do you remember being at my 40th birthday party?
This is not about roasting Glenn. I won't tell it. I'll clean it up.
I go in.
No, Glenn looks very worried. What are you doing?
I came into a hotel room with a whole bunch of people, open the door, and there's him and Russell Gilbert both stark naked, going, oh my God, please don't tell anyone. And they start putting their clothes back on.
Well, clearly they were having a laugh.
They'd been waiting for us.
Yeah, we had to stand around for a while to do the reveal.
Hey!
Oh, look! Hey, what happened to Byron Bay? I'm going to write a book one day about touring with Mick Malloy. Seriously.
Did you now listen?
I feel very sorry for it. I feel your trauma.
You went back to
Byron Bay.
Yeah.
Now you—that's enough. I think he's had enough.
What do you mean?
Of the nudity.
I'm not going on about the nudity anymore. Can we just go and get on track about something?
Yeah, I'm looking right here.
We've just spent four minutes of nudity.
Yeah,
talk.
Okay. Please.
You're in Byron Bay and you met the Hemsworths because they were very keen to come and see you.
Oh, wow. He met me. I didn't meet him.
Which one?
No.
Liam.
Liam wanted to meet you.
They all want.
They came along and saw your gig.
They. I don't need to speak.
Don't be modest.
Did he stay for the end or?
Don't be modest, Glenn.
Okay, yes. I got word that the guys were big fans. And Liam walked in. I've got to admit, he walked in. And
he's a good-looking rooster, isn't he?
Well, yeah.
He's very pretty.
He's on my... Here's me on... you'll find it in there, Jane, somewhere.
Right. I'm not going to flip through that phone, that's for sure.
Whoa! Stop flipping. No. And I said, sit down next to me. And we had a bit of a chat. And I better not say what he said because it's inappropriate to talk about showbiz and Hollywood.
Hang on, then. It's not the Queen. It's not the royal family.
Well, I mean, maybe talking about something.
Some all right, bro so code.
He said something and then Chris couldn't make it. And then someone came over and said, oh, this is good, came over and said, talk to Chris on the phone and do a little video for him to get in the camera. I'm thinking Chris is the girl's husband. Right. So I go, Chris, what are you doing, mate? Get out of here. Come on, we're going to have a bit of fun. I've been paid restaurant, blah, blah, blah. Whatever it was, just filling in time. And that was for Chris Hemsworth.
So you didn't put much comedic energy into
it. So then we get a photograph back of Chris Hemsworth in his bed, lying in bed with a Russell Coit DVD, looking at it lovingly. I'm not joking. And so anyway, me and Chris didn't catch up. Pat Rafter rang the next morning, said, you want to go to the
Hey, mate, can you hang around for a minute? Yeah. Yes, you have to be anywhere. We'll come back. We'll talk. Have you been paying attention?
Sure.
And I'll talk about the first time we ever nooted up together.
No.
Do you remember?
No, we don't want to hear that. Sorry. No, we don't. We're done.
Kath and Kim?
Come on. Glenn Robbins is with us. Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Glenn Robbins is with us tonight on Have You Been Paying Attention? Yeah. 8:30 on 10 in the Wynn Network. Celia Piccola, Ursula Carlson, Ed
good
Kelly,
cast.
Sam Tang. Yeah.
Wow. Hey, have you ever won it?
Yes. Have you ever been on that show, Mick?
Occasionally, when I get the bat signal. Usually when someone's sick or someone drops out, I get the call. It is.
Like, do you have to study up, Glenn? Do you think, do you feel confident this week?
Well, on the news and stuff. I don't watch the news.
And let's be honest, it's not your strong suit, is it? Current affairs and being up to date.
Been interested in politics?
Knowing what's going on in the world.
Well, what is my strong suit then? Have I got a strong suit?
Probably a T-shirt.
What's your mastermind topic?
Well, things I like on toast is probably...
trying to let people know the real Glenn Robbins.
I can quite honestly say I'm funniest when some other people write for me, and when I get Tommy Gleiser on side, and the rest is pretty boring.
What about you? And so I mentioned it. You and me, Kath and Kim, did a scene, and I was staying the night at your house, and wake up in the morning, and we were both wearing kimonos. But I remember having a half-hour conversation with Glenn. Glenn's at me about how wide the kimono should be at the front.
On camera purposes.
Am I right?
You are very, very persistent.
Because you go too heavy on the stuff.
It's obvious.
If you get it just right. I had to do the same thing with our mate Jeffrey Rush. Because he was wearing the shorty shorts.
He did have to wear the shorty shorts.
And he was standing behind me while I was doing the scene.
There's not a court case in this, is there?
Just relax, everybody. It's okay. Okay? He was standing by wanting me to give him the thumbs up. Not in that way. wanting to give him the thumbs up, meaning he had his pants high enough. So
up the cheeks.
Yeah. Anyway.
That kimono scene, so that came back to bite me. I was in Afghanistan. And I was going from Kabul to Kandahar, and I was being looked after by the SAS. We were waiting on the airstrip, and we were waiting for a C-31, which was running late. They said, don't worry, sit in the hangar. We've got a few videos here. And one of them goes, look, I've got this episode of Kath and Kim. And I'm going, please don't be the commander episode. Please don't be. And I'm sitting there with the greatest gunslingers in the history of the world.
And it came on?
In a kimono. I go, God.
Anyway. I'll just tell you a quick story. I was on a flight from into the Maldives and I was sitting next to this woman who I didn't know. She was from Singapore. And Kath and Kim was on the little screen.
Oh, yeah.
And she goes, and I won't do the accent, but she said, and what do you do? And I just pulled the screen around and pointed to myself.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's great.
She started crying and then woke her husband up and going, what's going on? Anyway, what are we talking about?
Well, you would just join a gym too.
I just joined a gym. Yeah, for over 50s.
Okay, so how's that going?
Why does it have to be over 50s? I'm interested. Does it say that on the front door?
It does. It says on the front door. If you drive down in Melbourne, I live in Melbourne, and if you drive down South Road, it's right on the corner there.
It says
Dukes.
Over 50s gym.
Yeah.
But who would walk in there of their own volition?
People over.
And how's it going, Glenn?
It's going really well. Because it's like you get the walking frame, and you get the how to get them off the toilet. But
on the walking machine, you have to wear a cardigan.
Yeah. Everyone works out in slippers. And, right, you're on knitting. Okay. Who's vitamising the food? That's me. But I was on the, because you have a card, right?
Yeah.
And
okay,
they set it all up for you. So the machine knows who you are. I'm watching the time.
No.
And, and no, so it goes, hello, Glenn. And then it sets it up for the amount that you need, the pressure you need. So I'm up there and I'm doing the lat pull down. So I'm going, well, I'm not doing too bad. But, oh, it's getting a little bit hard. Maybe they've turned it up a little bit too high. And I look down at the machine. It was on zero. I couldn't go any lower. I was lifting the bar up and down.
You're unbelievable.
Glenn, we're proud of you.
Have you been back? Did you only go the once?
Oh, no, I'm there every day. Don't worry about that.
Mate, you're a superstar. Wow. I always love to see you swing by. Have you been paying attention tonight? Who's on the show again? Because that sounded bloody good.
It's Celia Piccola and Ursula and also Pang and Cavalier.
Well, that's A-listers right there.
They good said luck. That it's the best show for the year, but I don't know.
It's on after MasterChef on Channel 10, everyone.
You should do the show sometime.
All right.
You should too, Jane. You should give it a crack.
No, now, I'm too busy.
Have we peaked yet?
If it's all right, could you put some pants on? And we'll take it from there.
Glenn Robbins, Limo next.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Molloy.
You got that right, big fella. It's going to be a massive hour to ride at home on this great Monday afternoon. One job, Jane Kennedy.
I love this segment.
You've got one job. We've got a whole list. So if you've got one, give
got
us a call. 1-3-5-3.
And also, I've got the magazines here. What I feel like? I'm just going to read the headlines. That isn't even going to be titillating enough.
You've gone through the women's mag.
I have.
Also, there's been a survey out about what's the best brand of chip. In Australia.
Very contentious.
We've got the top 10 here. I'm furious.
Oh.
Burger rings, that's as good as a stubbing as far as I'm concerned.
Well, it's very low.
Too low, you idiots.
Too low.
All right, we'll take your calls, we'll take your treats, but let's start at the top of this bloke.
The last time Limo was in, he was having trouble wrapping his head around Mick's sex appeal.
Someone claimed on my social media that you, Mick Molloy, are their hall pass. I found this hard to believe because I want to get into their head.
I can get into their head. They're sitting in a pokies. They're on the 5-cent machine.
Looking for an Ugg boot.
Please welcome back our good mate, Limo.
Hello, Limo.
A bit rude.
It's wonderful
to be
here.
Why is that so unbelievable?
Did they find that Ugg boot, by the way? Hey, you guys were chatting to Glenn Robbins just a moment ago.
Yes.
It was hilarious.
Yes.
And there was a story about Glenn and his jocks.
Glenn and his jocks, which is almost overdressed for Glenn.
He's very comfortable in his own skin.
Have you seen him nude?
No, I haven't seen him nude. However, Jane, you might be interested in this story. Mm. A number of years ago, when I was living with one Adam Rosenbarks, my girlfriend and I at the time, it's now my wife, Kelly, we went on a holiday to Hawaii. And we're in Hawaii just enjoying ourselves. Anyway, my phone beeps. And I thought, oh, this is interesting. I go, oh, it's a message from Mick Molloy. Isn't that nice? Mick messaging Kel and I on our holiday, just checking in to see how it's going. Anyway, it's a photo message. It's Mick on our bed in his jocks just sprawled out across the bed.
Oh, you're terrible.
With a note saying, enjoying your holiday.
You're outrageous.
I was only there for about 3 nights.
We got home and talked. Watch the bed.
It's the guy's greatest prank, I think, to do that or to put it. Isn't there footballers we know who put underpants that the guys who was the guy's house that went and put his undies on and jumped into bed with his wife and took a photo.
You can't have a bit of fun, a bit
good,
of
clean
harmless fun. Now, before we get into it, congratulations to you. I believe one of your TV shows has been nominated for a Logie. Which one?
Well, in the most outstanding sports coverage category,
yes,
the Invictus Games has been nominated.
Oh, so well, congratulations.
Congratulations to the whole team at the ABC, but our show, of course.
Yes. All right. Are you going up to tonight? Logies, Gold Coast? Will you be there?
I have. Well, it's an ABC production. I'm not sure if the budget extends far enough to send us up there. Right. I mean, I would love to get involved.
Yeah, well, you're only up against the FIFA World Cup. And
what's that ever done?
And the Supercars Championship, Bathurst.
Yep. Yes.
Oh, and the Commonwealth Games. Yeah. Oh, and the second test in Perth.
Oh, right. The Commonwealth Games, they were on the Gold Coast. I smell a rat already.
Right. Win. The fix is
here.
It is indeed. Hey, now, guys, I need a bit of counselling, if that's okay.
Far away.
Well, yeah. Sure. We're here.
The doctors are in.
My wife has been cheating on me.
Whoa.
And I want to know if there's anything I can do about
you
it.
You seem very blasé about this. And you do know that we're broadcasting to the whole of Australia at this point.
And she's listening as well.
Mm. Yeah.
But it's important we get this out in the open. She's, and not with another person.
Oh. Okay.
She's cheating on me. We were watching Killing Eve, the TV series together.
Mm.
Yep.
Right?
Gotcha.
We watched season one together.
Mm-hmm.
We were watching season two. We got up to episode two and I got home one night and said, oh, should we sit down and watch episode three? Oy. Well, she's up to episode seven.
Yeah.
How'd she handle it? Did she lie about it or did she pretend?
No, she lied.
Did she pretend to watch three with you?
Like, oh, did she start watching?
Or? No, she said, oh, yeah, no, let's watch episode three together. But you turn it on and the little dot isn't next to the episode anymore, so you know.
Oh, she was sprung.
She sprung.
Caught.
It's like this
and
is.
And did you turn around accusatory and say, have you seen this episode be truthful?
Yes, I did.
Have you been seeing someone else?
I said, you've watched this, haven't you? And she just got up and slowly walked out of the room. And this is a breach of trust.
Well, why? Why? Because I'm 100% with Cal and I'm up to date on every single show.
What is wrong with you?
Why can't we watch it together? Why can't it be a shared experience?
Because why don't you feel, what if we want to watch it at, you know, different times and you're not around and we've got time on our hands and you're busy bringing home the bacon or something like that?
On Netflix, there's
about... That's like saying, why can't I root the pool boy? You're at work. You're never home. Why can't I just...
Actually, time on our hands.
If that is the standard, you weren't around and the neighbour was just wandering past. So,
but it bugs you, yes.
There's a million other series on Netflix. Just choose one of those. Don't watch. And add it to the list. Let me tell you the series I haven't finished because she went ahead. Stranger Things, Veep, Homeland, Orange is the New Black. All ruined.
They're all chick flicks, by the way. They are. Well, all of those are.
She's gone everywhere from one to two episodes to seasons.
Yes, well, I understand. I have no sympathy. Sorry, I'm completely with Kelly on that.
Remember back in the old days, they used to turn on
it's
a...
no etiquette. There is an etiquette.
Mm.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. It's rude. Now I know what it must have felt like to be married to Mick Jagger in the 70s. You know, they... Remember back in the day on a VHS tape, they would say, would you steal a bike?
Mm.
Have you got what you paid for? They'd have those messages at the start. At the beginning of every episode on Netflix or any box set, it should say, did you promise a loved one you'd watch this with them?
That's a good idea.
Are you cheating on them right now?
Exactly.
Have you thought about how that might feel?
I like your thinking. Hey, can you hang around, Limo? There's something else that's happened to you in your life that
I may have had a shocker.
All right, here we go.
Limo's with us. More after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Good friend of the show, Limo, with us in studio right now. This is Kennedy Malloy.
All right. Okay. Tell us what's been happening.
I've had a
You're huffing and puffing. You came in here. Yeah. You look troubled.
It feels like you've done something really dumb.
Well, that's how my wife explained it. That's how she categorised it. So I go to the park a lot with our dog. We've got a Staffy, four-year-old Staffy. She's a joy. I love going to the park.
Right.
And everything about the park's great. It's very relaxing. You know, Jane, you walk the dog and it's a joy.
Sure.
Dog poo annoys me. But how do people, just as a side note, not pick up their dog poo?
Because
that is a pet hate of mine.
They shouldn't have animals.
They shouldn't have animals. No. How do you not go to the park without... You never leave the house without poo bag, do you?
I often go myself in the park. Do that little stampy thing with my feet. To a couple of circles and off I go. Off I go.
There's Mickey. Oh, at it again.
There's your Monday afternoon mental image, everyone.
You know what I love is the idea. You know when in the park when you see dogs, they go up and before they have a wee, they sniff the tree?
Yeah.
To me, that's like a messaging system. Yeah, it's like playing your messages back. Oh, Ralph's been here. Yeah. Oh, Ralph's been here. That's true. Fred's been around the corner. I'll leave a message for Derek.
Again, much like you and your mates.
You know what I love about on the sniffing with dogs is a dog can sniff out just a morsel of cocaine inside a bag full of dirty socks,
right.
Yet they have to bury their nose in another dog's bum to work out that it's a dog.
Do you know what I most respect about dogs? That they're quite happy to just have sex in public. They really don't bat an eyelid. Imagine if we could all get around doing that.
I guess it's very aspirational.
You're at Coles, you're in the queue, it's the 8 items or less item, you just see a couple going hammer and tongs. And no one bats an eyelid.
Having a good day.
Everyone happy?
Nick having a poo in the park.
Good luck to you.
Those two are having sex in aisle three.
The dogs are way out front. They know what they're doing. All right, so what's happening to you?
It's a parallel universe where this is all going on. So I'm down at the park and it's so often another dog steals our dog's ball, right? It happens all the time.
Sure.
And
this is like a tennis ball?
It costs you $10 mm-hmm. and it's a ball that is meant to last forever, but other dogs thieve it, mm-hmm. right? And often we don't get it back at all because they say sorry.
Why is it $10?
Well, because it's a special ball for dogs and it's meant to last forever so they don't chew through it. If it was a tennis ball, it'd last
now,
a week.
Seriously. Well, that's right.
There's a special ball for dogs. It's called a tennis ball.
Tennis
right?
ball.
No, you give it's been going on forever.
But we'd need a new tennis ball a week later because he'd chew through it.
But other dogs are in the park. I'm imagining that another dog's wolfed your dog's ball.
Oh, yeah. Well, so another dog's taken and the guy says, yeah, good luck getting that back.
Well, you've got a Staffy. He should be able to get his own ball back.
Get your own ball back. Yeah, there's a French bulldog there. I said, mate, just go and get the ball back. Anyway, this guy, I said, mate, you've got to get the ball back. I have to go home. And he said, I can't get it back. So I say.
I wish someone was filming this.
And this is where I've had a shocker. I say, I was having a bad day. And I said, well, mate, they're $10 each. Right?
Yeah.
And he goes, what? I said they're 10
you
bucks
You were angry
each.
This day.
I was having a bad day.
You're hitting him up for the ball.
And he gets
in a park.
He's got my ball. He's got my dog's ball. So he gets his wallet out and he's got a 50, a 20 and a 5. Hasn't got a 10. And he goes.
So you take the 5.
Well, he says to me, well, I haven't got 10. I said, well, it's $10.
Was this a couple of weeks ago?
It was
recent.
Was this on a Thursday night?
It was a Friday morning. Yeah. So it goes, well, there you go. Then take that. And he hands me a 20.
Oh, my God.
And you've taken the 20.
And I go, all right, great. And I
oh, dude.
I took a mortal. Anyway, I got home and I felt terrible. And I've been back to the park, I swear, 20 times, hoping the same guy's there.
He's so never going back. Oh, he's taking your ball because now it's cost him $20. Oh. He's going nowhere near you. He's going to a completely different park.
What are you going to do when you see him? What would you say?
Well, so every time I go to the park, I've got the money on me so I can give it back to him.
But now your enjoyment of the park is slightly muddied, isn't it?
Well, it is a little bit, but I've got the money. I'm ready to give it back to him. Oh, and I hope I see him. Want to give it back to
Anthony.
I bet you he was a really nice guy too.
Yeah.
I bet
you he recognised you and he goes, this Limo, jeez. Oh, yeah. He's really.
What an arsehole.
What a showbiz arsehole. He's from.
They're unbelievable, that.
Oh, mate. Oh, yeah. Man, yeah, he looks great. He's at home watching the Invictus games going, that's him. That's the arsehole. Oh, he's all whole happy now.
Oh, no. You've got to literally camp out at that park till that guy. We'll do a call to him now if he's listening.
If you are listening,
please go. To the park
with the tiny Staffy that took the ball. Look on the outside.
Give him his ball back.
He's got a ball.
Yeah,
it's pretty expensive.
We'll apologise on your behalf.
And he couldn't get the ball back off his own dog.
He couldn't get the ball off his own dog. How does that happen these days?
That's pretty funny.
Well, that's
people
stupid.
Can't control. You know. Anyway, train your dog.
All right.
Learn to get or take a. And here's an idea: buy your own ball.
Well,
he had one. He had a tennis ball.
No, he didn't. He didn't have any balls.
Oh, so he turned up the park without a ball.
He turned up the park without a ball.
Oh, that's interesting.
You don't turn up to the park without a ball.
Well, you can't. Then you've got to go.
We might see you then up at the Gold Coast for the Logies.
Are you going up?
Or I'll be camped out at my local park still looking for that ball.
Correct. We wish you
anything
luck.
Else you need to plug? What are you doing? Are you doing some live gigs?
I'm at the Comics Lounge in about a month.
down in Melbourne, week, which will be great. You will be fantastic in that, no doubt. I heard you were very good at the Triple M comedy night.
Yeah, I saw that night. It was fantastic, Lima. So good.
Thank you. Why didn't I even know that was on?
Well, you
was,
weren't asked because no. It was Australia's Best Comics.
Oh, it was really fun. There were only 24 comics on the list. We couldn't quite squeeze you in.
He's back.
Lima, Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Concerned about this. This will be a conversation starter. Probably has been raging all day. News.com has done a survey.
We were suspicious at first, weren't we, as who the survey
we thought. We thought it might have been a plant by one of these chip companies. Yeah, but no, they've done their homework. It's a proper survey. What is your favourite chip? The results are in, and it's a disgrace for mind.
Well, a few reasons why it's a disgrace.
Let's just go through the order first. So coming in number one, Smith's Original. Number two, Twisties. Number three, Smith's Salt and Vinegar. Number four, Pringles, followed by Cheezels. And then you get into a grey area. Then you've got the Red Rock Deli, Thins Light and Tangy, Kettle Chili Chips, Burger Rings at nine, and the Red Rock Deli at six. Now, can I start?
Yes.
Couple things.
Proceed.
The Burger Ring has been completely and utterly, the S is a joke. Like, if that's not higher than nine, I don't know what is. That should be bumped up the order. It's top three
at least.
That is a serious, serious snack.
It's a misnomer.
Secondly,
also.
Twisties up the order. I'd put Twisties cheese number two, Twisties chicken number one.
Well, that's absurd and there's something wrong with you. Because nobody eats chicken Twisties.
Well...
No one eats them. First of all,
you're doing a roll.
Is Twisties?
You have a roll. You have a twisty roll, and you have a chicken twisty roll. And
here's
finally,
my issue.
Just quickly before you begin, and this is my last.
Yeah, go ahead.
Why is there kettle chips even on this list?
You don't like the kettle chips.
The kettle chip
don't you like
is
them?
A joke.
Really?
Oh my God! Get out.
Okay.
Get out. Take your jalapeno and red chili kettle chips. And
actually, yeah. All right. Here's the issue I have.
Delis. There's no room.
This is favourite potato chip.
133353 if you want to enter the conversation. Yeah.
It says Australia's favourite potato chip.
Yeah.
I declare that your twisty and your cheesel and your burger ring is not a chip.
Well, you're an idiot.
I'm not an idiot.
It has a place there.
It doesn't have a place. It's snack food.
But the twisties and the cheesels are in the pantheon of greats.
I say then the whole survey's stuffed.
It's the chip family.
No, it's not.
It's
a chip
in the neighbourhood.
Family. It's nothing like a chip. It looks nothing like a chip.
Oh, why don't you put a pretzel on there?
Okay. I don't want a pretzel.
Well, don't put a pretzel on there.
I don't want a pretzel. What? I just want chips.
Are you arguing against the inclusion of the twisties and the cheesel?
Yes.
You
and Burger Ring
are un-Australian.
I don't care what you say.
You are. Turn her mic off.
Okay.
Shut up. How dare you?
Turn her mic off. And for me, not enough crinkle cut.
They're all crinkle cut. So boring. Smith's crinkle cut.
The crinkle cut retains the flavour, Jane.
Oh. No,
the
I'm
crinkle
a
cut,
plain thins.
They're off thins. Next, you'll be going into bat for the Pringles, which, by the way, is the most boring of all
no,
chips.
No, I'm not up for a Pringle either, so we agree on that.
Well, unless you're in a hotel room.
Yeah,
at 3 in the morning.
Where's the sour cream and chives, though? I love those.
Oh, that's
chips.
Bad breath
oh,
heaven.
Yum, 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 yum.
That's terrible.
Top five. Is that your contribution?
Number one.
Good God. Can I just tell you, Australia, what
are you
doing?
Let's take some of these calls.
They're all gone nuts. Let's say hello to Steve.
Yeah,
number one.
Number one, mate, we've got the onwards beak with the chicken twisties, especially in a sandwich or something.
Thank you very much. I'm motoring through half a packet right now.
Something's
as
wrong
we
with you,
speak.
Steve.
Well done, Steve.
Hey, Robert.
Hey, g'day, guys.
What's your number one?
What's your number one?
Chicken twisties Thank on
you.
A roll.
Thank you very much, chicken Robert. Twisties. You know what you're doing about. I bet you Derek's on board too. Derek, number one?
Oh, chicken twisties, mate.
Chicken twisties. Mate.
Just driving home from Sydney, mate. Ate it with me long
ago. He's got him with him now.
He's going to woof it. And you know what he's going to do when he gets to the bottom of the pack? He's just going to tip the remains directly into his mouth as he hovers above
What him. Are you, 14?
Yep. Hey, Darren, what do you reckon, buddy?
Chicken twisties all the way.
For God's sake.
Come on. We've just stacked these calls.
What is wrong with
mate,
you all?
Hey, the public has spoken. Let's see what Anne has to say. Anne, which way are you leaning?
Well, I reckon Twisty's number one, mate. But what the hell are Pringles doing on that list anyway?
What the hell are Pringles doing on that list? You're right on both counts. Give her a prize.
Oh, okay. We've got a prize pack coming your way. There you go. Well done, Anne. Oh. Appreciate that.
And you argued for the Twisties not to be on the list.
Yes, I do, because Twisties are a snack food. They are not a potato chip. If you were doing a potato chip challenge and you had to make them, they wouldn't look like a Twisty.
All right, let's see what Madonna has to say. Madonna.
It has to be Nick, yep. Samboy Barbecue.
Do you know what? You are so. Aww. That's a very, very good call.
Samboy.
Samboy should be represented, and it should
barbecue.
Be.
Barbecue.
Yes. No.
Oh,
yes.
Yum.
Oh, yuck. What do you drink it with, Madonna? Do you have a beer or a wine?
Anything. Beer, bourbon, rum, scotch, whatever.
Madonna's right. That's actually a very good chip, the Samboy Barbecue.
Listen to you speaking so seriously and authoritatively about a chip.
But it is. And by the way, barbecue should be represented, not salt and vinegar. The most overrated flavour
for any
back up.
Chip.
Hang on,
back
I think we've got up. Someone who might disagree with you here. Let's go to Michael.
Where's Michael?
Michael, the salt and vinegar chip, yes or no?
Mate, oh, come on now. That has to be up there. The salt and vinegar Samboy. Also, the other is the atomic tomato.
Oh,
well, now that's just made up.
What's happening?
Sounds like something Jamie Oliver had put out.
But however, I'd also like to still launch that petition, bring back tubes.
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 I feel like I've seen them recently somewhere. They might have still have them around. Tubes.
Oh, what about the balls? What about the...
those cheese and bacon balls that get orange all over your couch.
Cheese and bacon balls should be getting a run here too.
Oh, my God. I'm actually feeling queasy.
I'll tell you
what
to do. We might continue this. You admit I'm right, Jane?
No, never. Never.
Join in the conversation. 133353. Talking chips.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Oh, stop calling. It's getting heated on the line. Over the top 10 chips.
I'm seeing cheetah balls. I'm seeing...
There's tubes. Tubes is big. Yep. Cheese and bacon balls, big. Kettle chips, a huge reaction against the inclusion of the kettle chip. Mm.
You don't like your kettle chip?
Oh, you're kidding me. No.
What's the difference between a kettle chip and a Red Rock deli chip?
Taste. I don't like Red Rock deli chip.
Oh, you don't
like
that either?
That's a kettle chip for mine.
Right. Oh, okay.
And the Burger Ring has been snubbed. The Burger Ring is one of the all-time greats.
Top three has to be.
Burger Ring's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I found that all your chicken twisty talk. Everybody's putting it inside bread. Yeah. Can't you just eat your chicken?
Well, you can if you want, but you can also make it a gourmet. You can make it a meal. All right. You can make it a lunch.
Mm. Mm.
Do you put butter on the bread, or is it just strictly just bread?
You know what? Depends on your mood.
Okay.
And on the quality of the roll. If it's a soft roll, you probably don't need it.
You're right.
But
what about a Vietnamese crispy roll?
Yeah, like a banh mi.
My go-to, but I'll allow it.
Do you add anything else?
No. Nah.
Salt and pepper.
Lettuce.
Do that. No. And on occasion, two. I've had two.
Two in a roll. You've slammed two.
Yep.
Oh, you are so classy.
All right.
I'm blessed work with you.
Well, that would be the best recipe in one of your cookbooks. I'd have to say, who should put that in?
You should.
You should do a proper
slip
cookbook
it in.
And then just on one page, in same really glossy treatment.
Have the chicken twisty
with a serving, with a serving suggestion.
I will, but it's time for a bit of this.
I call bullshit.
There we go. It must be Monday
it
and
must
the
be.
Women's mags are out.
You want to hear some?
Yes,
this is
please.
A new idea, front page. Explosive Palace Tell All. What Megan did.
What'd she do?
Royal nanny storms out after just 2 weeks.
I call bullshit.
And they've got a picture of a nanny just walking along and looks like she's sort of in a huff. I don't even know if it's their nanny.
But why did she pull out?
Oh, because she's apparently got problems working. I tell you, I don't read the stories.
Well, you're
going to
read the stories. I want more information.
Well, what?
Because that could
be true.
All
they need is the headline.
No, I want to know why the royal nanny is done after two.
Because apparently Megan's destined to do things her own way, and she doesn't let other people hold the baby, and she actually doesn't want the nanny to do what she's there to do. She wants to hog the baby to herself.
And where is this information coming from?
Well, like I said,
there's got to be someone who's in the room. So it's got to be either Megan,
Doria,
the nanny.
She won't even let her mother hold the baby for more than a few minutes. And now her mum's gone back to Los Angeles as well. Do you know that there's...
What's her sister doing? What's Samantha doing?
She's just biding her time, getting her special together. There's been a lot of people that have walked out of the palace because they're not getting on with Megan. Right. Okay, that's another headline. Let me just say royal
one. Okay, what else?
Palace confirms the marriage is over.
I call bullshit.
Already?
Why Harry was left with no choice but to end it.
Can I ask you this? We are a separate country. We're on the other side of the world. Mm. Why are women in this country, that's what they want to read? Why is that the biggest story? Why is
Are
that...
you seriously asking?
I am. I
it's the same. Why do you go?
Do we have nothing here?
Why do you go to the back page of the newspaper every day?
Just to see how my footy team went.
Yeah,
to see how
we want to see how our princess is going in the whole scheme
of things.
But
do we really care? I can understand them being the women's magazines in
England.
Mate,
it's DNA different. You're a man. I'm a woman. I'm interested
in this
stuff.
So that's still the most important story.
It's interesting too. It's salacious. You're interested.
But why is there nothing? Why is there nothing else? What can compete with the royal family?
Well, then there's no magazines.
What can compete with the royal family?
Kardashians. For movie stars, soap stars, but unfortunately now we're overrun by reality stars. We at least the royal people do something real, just look pretty and dress up, and open things.
I'm seriously concerned that that's
well, don't be.
A thing.
Relax, don't worry. We're all fine. We've all turned out all right, and we're not mental. We're just mad.
You are mental?
No, we're not. We're
if
not.
If you're
mad.
Buying those magazines, you're crazy.
I don't think so. I think it's an outlet. But guys,
so you realise it's fiction?
What about porn magazines?
Mm-hmm. Well, what about them?
Yeah. Well,
there should be more of it.
Men buy those.
Well, no, they don't. We don't see them as we at the checkout. Mm.
But that's all right. You can't have a go at people who read this rubbish. It's because it's written. It's there. We feel better about ourselves.
Do people know?
It's like reality
it's
TV.
Rubbish. Do people know it's bullshit?
No.
Oh.
No, they don't.
They
people believe it.
Believe it.
That's what the tabloids are about. Apparently, Princess Anne's going to run to. Knock off Charles and she's going to be queen.
I call bullshit.
That could be true. Because we all know Camilla's, we all know they're divorced.
Do you not find it strange that all the magazines have a royal family story?
No, because it sells and it's a business.
Well, why isn't there something about the Belgian royal family?
Who gives a stuff about
Well, why do you care about, why is it only
who's
the English
who's
that you
the
like?
The king of Belgium?
Herb.
Yes.
It would be France. It'll
because
be France.
We're Australia France for a start. We're
France
Commonwealth.
Hurtgard the third.
We loved Princess Diana. We want to see what's happening
well,
with her
beautiful
boys.
Well, they killed her, the magazines, didn't they?
Yes, they
chased
did.
Her into a town tunnel and killed her.
Hey, Chris Hemsworth used to go out with Isabel Lucas.
Okay,
and
see,
they had
now,
a reunion.
Why isn't that the lead story?
Because the lead story is about a couple from Married at First Sight because Cam's walked out and left Jules in shock.
I call bullshit.
Listen, you can't get cross because
I'm
we
not
like,
cross. I just don't get
well,
the way you're wired.
Your IQ's not that high, so
oh, okay. That's what
that's it explains a lot.
That's the end of it.
Yeah,
a drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Well, thanks to Bosch and the heavy-duty Procore 18-volt two-piece brushless kit.
Whee!
Thanks,
good
Bosch.
On you, Bosch. Yeah. Welcome back,
we
Bosch.
We love Bosch,
still
yes.
Got my Bosch jacket.
Me too, the one with the warmer
heater
in it.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Comes
what
in
a
handy
great
for,
invention. I should have said that up with my boys who are on camp at the moment in the middle of nowhere and freezing cold conditions.
All right, well, good luck to them. Hey, listen, Jane, have you ever been to Texas?
No, I have not.
I think you might have a reason to go.
Why is that, Mick?
Well, there's a theatre, a movie theatre, which has opened up, and they allow you to A, bring your dog, and B, wine.
Ding, ding, ding.
Drink wine. That's like, it's like
that's
for you.
That's my dream venue.
Made for you.
Oh, my God.
If it was playing Sex in the City too, it's all your favourite things under the one roof.
That's brilliant.
Could you take your dog, though?
Of course. She
your
could.
Dog would need her own seat.
That's all right.
Mm.
Or she would, yeah, she can just sit
so
next
you take
to
a
me.
Dog. It's not even a special session. You go in, you take your dog, you take your wine, and Bob's your uncle.
Come
off
on, Graham
go.
Burke. Let's get that happening in Australia. Village cinemas. That would be excellent.
Gold doggy class.
Gold doggy class.
Gold doggy class.
And only, wow. People would only bring animals that they knew were not going to poop and whiz everywhere.
Oh, I'd love to see a fight. You know what I'd bring?
What?
A tennis ball. Oh. Just from the third row.
Yeah, ping.
Running up that screen.
If it was a film I didn't want to see. If
oh,
it, if
my
it
God.
Was like, you
Titanic
know.
Titanic or something.
Something. You know, I'd let it get 20 minutes in. Then out comes the tennis ball.
That's great.
Wishka. Hey, would you see a Harrison Ford movie? At that cinema?
Well,
are you a fan?
I'm a great... Actually, yes, I do like Harrison Ford movies. I love Indiana Jones and I love some of the films that Harrison Ford's done. Why?
Well, I'm just saying, because he's not well-liked.
No, I don't think people love him on set. He feels a bit grumpy.
Mm. He is a bit. I think people have come off and gone, what a giant dick that guy is. I think he's a bit of old and grumpy.
Yeah.
What's he done?
Well, he's been on a movie show, and he's claimed that no one else can play Indiana Jones when he's dead. Have we got the grab?
Yeah, have a listen.
When you're done with that role, who would you like? Who would you like to see as Indiana Jones?
Nobody else is going to be Indiana Jones.
Ever.
Don't you get it?
No one.
I'm Indiana Jones.
So when you're gone, it's gone.
When I'm gone, he's gone. It's easy. This is a hell of a way to tell Chris Pines this.
Right.
He doesn't sound like he's got a very good sense of humour. Well, that's a bit mean.
Taking him to the grave with me.
Pass the baton,
which,
monsieur.
Which, by the way, I don't think is long. I reckon that could happen any day now.
Oh, that might be on the list.
I reckon that was like a video will.
Maybe it was.
Well, he's lucky he survived a plane crash.
He did.
Recently.
Because he was driving it. That guy shouldn't be driving a Toyota Corolla at his age. I saw that plane. It had the indicator on the whole way.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
By the way, have you been paying attention? Back on the TV tonight, 8:30 on Network 10 and the Wynn Network around Australia.
Glenn Robbins
on
it.
It was great to have Glenn on today.
Seemed in good form.
He is in good form.
Do you know what? When you're watching it tonight, just remember he'll have a shirt on, but he'll have no pants on behind that desk.
You can see Urzia Carlson and Celia Pakola.
Great.
Pang and such a good Cavalier. Show.
Tomorrow on the program, Dave Thornton joins us. And tiny Grant Denyer.
What? You don't need to say
is
tiny.
Is he going back to back? Is he for Logies? Is he nominated for?
No, he's not nominated.
Not nominated.
No, hasn't had a show cancelled this year, was it?
Oh,
no.
He listens to this show.
He
does.
Me.
He's in the gym right
hey,
now.
Hey, you're in the bad books with him for what you said last time.
What did you say?
Well, we'll play it to Grant tomorrow. But I've always been
what
in his corner.
What are you talking about?
You said something what quite awful. He rang in. He rang in. He was so upset. What's
not,
his new
not
show?
Not something I
By
said.
By the way, what's his new show?
Celebrity Name Game.
All right.
Well done.
So we'll talk to you about that. That's on every night at 6 o'clock.
I think the answer is Hemsworth. Good on you, Grant. See you tomorrow, mate.
Grab the podcast from this show at kennedymalloy.com.au. We will see you for a big Tuesday, Kennedy Malloy.
Another unbelievable Kennedy Malloy podcast done and dusted. For the unbelievable deal of the year, grab a Bosch Heavy Duty Pro Core 18-volt two-piece brushless kit for $299 at selected retailers now.